Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
Well, I guess that's why they play the games. That's what I tweeted out right afterward. Yeah. I mean, after all the talk. Matt, I said to you last week, leading up to the game, I said, if I gave you a 27 for the Bills, would you take it?
Yeah.
You said no.
Yeah.
I said I would. The Bills held the Chiefs to 21. I mean, it was a good defensive performance to be able to do that, but it was right at that, around that number there, 28 to 21. Your overall big picture and how you just feel sitting here a couple hours after the game ends.
Feel way better about the defense than I thought I would going into this game. I think that there are some unsung heroes on that side of the ball. I think nationally the conversation surrounding this game will be, you know, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, and understandably so. Listen, Mahomes has outplayed Allen at times. Allen has outplayed Mahomes at times. Allen was the better player in this game. He had 3 incomplete passes, and he had 3 total touchdowns. He was incredibly efficient. The thing that I keep going back to is the performances from guys like Max Hairston and from Cole Bishop and from some of the defensive line. I just think that there are building blocks on this defense where they could be onto something. The speed and the athleticism that Hairston and Bishop provided was so noticeable. So noticeable. We watched Max Hairston go stride for stride with Xavier Worthy without breaking a sweat. And then he makes an interception in his second NFL game with 4 minutes left on the clock to set up the win for the Bills. Like, there's a lot of really, really good things there, and there's a lot to build off of, like I said.
All right, so we are live right now in the post game. If you're watching us on X, we appreciate that. At Sal Sports, at Matt underscore Bove on YouTube, at Sal Sports. If you're not watching live, you're listening. Thank you very much. It's always game day in Buffalo. Bills win 28 to 21. They go to 6-2 on the year. And look, I know going into the game, the talk is always, well, the Bills can beat them in the regular season. They can't in the playoffs. So what does it really matter? It matters. This was a big game. I mean, this is a team that's looking up at the New England Patriots in the standings and a Chiefs team looking up at 2 different teams in the standings. You had to get this one. And I think even more so than the record. Yes, the record is the big thing that matters, but even more so is watching this team perform the way it did against that team on the other side and knowing they can still play with any team in this league.
Yeah, I think that was a breath of fresh air probably for Bills fans, because I think going into this game, you know, I saw a lot of people say like, oh, they're going to get blown out, or I don't like the chances in this game. And we ride the roller coaster a little bit. Teams aren't as good as you think they are. Or teams are better than you think they are. I think the Bills are very clearly still part of the class of the AFC. And I think the Chiefs are the same way. And like, listen, some plays that the Bills made that the Chiefs didn't in this game, maybe if they play again, the Chiefs will make the plays and the Bills won't. But there's really a lot to like on both sides of the ball. They ran the ball well. They played the type of game we talked about. Like, we did a podcast, I think, on Friday, and we talked about the way you win this game is play action passes and running up the middle. They ran up the middle with a lot of success. James Cook goes over 100 yards. Dalton Kincaid had some nice plays. And Josh Allen was efficient and productive when he needed to make the plays.
No doubt about it. The Bills actually rolled up over 400 yards of offense against a good Chiefs defense. And out of that, 260 passing, 140 rushing. We'll go back a couple of weeks ago. Remember Sean McDermott? Two-dimensional football. You want to play two-dimensional football. That's what two-dimensional football looks like. It wasn't perfect. There were times where they could have been better, no doubt, in offense. But, hey, this is sports. I mean, you're going to have another team on the other side. The other team is trying to stop you, and they're very good at what they do with Steve Spagnuolo. But I'm going to start with Josh Allen. The reigning league MVP played like the league MVP today.
Yeah, he was phenomenal. I mean, and he didn't have to be Superman in this game, but when they needed big plays, he made them. The throw to Dalton Kincaid was a 47-yard throw, was an absolute seed, and they were able to score a couple plays after that. He dropped a perfect pass in the bucket to Dawson Knox down the sideline. It was a really, really nice throw. I mean, there was even, like, think about the play-action pass to James Cook to try and seal the game. Like, that's not just a guaranteed play, and he was able to make it. He rolls out to his right. He hits James Cook. They're able to get the first down and then essentially kind of ice the game with the clock. I thought this was a really interesting tweet from Ben Solak of ESPN. I wanted to read it. From 2021 to 2024, that's six games, the Bills have been 38% run and 62% pass against the Chiefs. Today they were 52% run, 48% pass. Especially notable on first down when they had a 71.4% run rate. And then he said, if the Bills are going to break their postseason luck against the Chiefs, it'll be on the ground. I tend to agree. I think that this is what the Bills are now. They are a team that really leans into the run game. They have the ability to involve Josh Allen. And because he is so dynamic and because he is so effective, you just need him to hit the shots that selectively happen. Like, think about the game last week against the Panthers where he just misses Elijah Moore. Right? Yeah. You know, like the conversation in the game looks a little different if he makes that pass and maybe makes one more play. They still need to address wide receiver. Yeah. And we'll talk about that because there are times when there's nobody open because they're a much easier team to defend when you know they're passing because their pass catchers do not scare you. Aside from Dalton Kincaid, they really don't. But when they're ahead of the sticks and they're controlling the line of scrimmage, they're still a very, very dynamic and potentially dominant offense. And I think we saw some of that in this game.
James Cook, 27 carries, 114 yards. By the way, 27 carries. That's a lot for James Cook. 114 yards, 4.2. Not a great average, but he just kept chugging along. And obviously, they put themselves in manageable situations. And when you look at those manageable situations, third down was a big, big difference in this game. Matt, check this out. The Bills were 7 of 12, 58.3%. And a third down defense that's been much maligned at times held the Chiefs to 3 for 13 on third down. That was huge this game.
That's a huge story in this game, right? Was their ability. And a lot of that is because of the pass rush. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the numbers. Did you see the pressure rate on Patrick Mahomes?
They had, I know this, and you can give me a different stat. They had 15 quarterback hurries, 5 from Joey Bosa, 4 from Greg Rousseau.
53% pressure rate, the Bills against Patrick Mahomes in this game. That is absurd. I mean, that's just crazy. And that's probably not something that you can replicate in the playoffs if you play them again, because they were without several starters on their offensive line and they had other injuries pop up throughout the course of this game. But that's what we talked about when you said you need to revamp your defensive line. You know, Michael Hoyt getting injured, tearing his Achilles.
So terrible.
Just a terrible blow for the Bills and like another injury that they're now going to need to overcome on this defense. But Bosa had some big plays in this game. Rousseau had some big plays in this game. AJ Epenesa had some pressures in this game. A lot to like from the defensive line that led to other parts of the defense being able to have success.
Michael Hoyt, just such a big, big, massive blow to lose him. Out for the year, torn Achilles. Sean McDermott confirmed it is a torn Achilles after the game. He did say tear, right?
Yeah,
exactly. In the postgame presser. And the other part about it, not just that he's just a really great player the way he's playing, he was the one setting the defense on passing downs. He was setting the defense. So they're going to have to somehow replace that. But they're going to have to do that on a defense that did a very nice job with Sean McDermott, I think, calling plays now, that was putting themselves in situations. It felt like things were just kind of in sync on the defense. And maybe that's the Sean McDermott effect coaching the defense. Max Hairston, one of those guys in sync, gets his first NFL interception.
Yeah, I mean, we talked to Max Hairston, I believe it was on Wednesday, and you know, he was asked about going up against Patrick Mahomes, and he said, you know, I want to intercept Patrick Mahomes. And you almost like, it kind of like hits you like, ah, I don't know if I would say that, right? You're a rookie. Like, I don't know if I would say, like, you want to get an interception against Patrick Mahomes. Hey, if you're into manifesting, maybe it works, because he was able to make a huge play in this game. The speed is just so noticeable. They are so much more dynamic when he is on the field, and you can see it. Like, you know, there's so much value in watching film and watching the games back, but you can watch it and notice it in real time. You notice how fast he is. I was really impressed on the rep where he just, followed Worthy down the sideline. Like, didn't even need to press him at the line. Just turn the hips, twitchy, start to run. And I mean,
and
like,
he looked for the ball,
yeah,
which allowed him not to have a pass interference against him.
Worthy could have had an OPI on that play, because he got more handsy than Hairston did. And then obviously the interception is great. It was just a lot to like. And I imagine that now this is going to be his job soon. I think that they'll probably do the rotation with Tre'Davious White another week or two. But down the road, I think that this is Max Hairston's job.
Have to also talk about the game Cole Bishop had. I'd say his best game as a pro. This is his best game. He led all tacklers with 7. He had 4 pass breakups personally in this game. 2 of them happened on a 3rd and 4th down consecutively to help the Bills get the ball back. And then he planted his helmet, chest, whatever, his shoulder into Travis Kelce, right behind us, by the way, here in the end zone. I mean, he was absolutely dialed in, and it just feels like he's getting more and more comfortable. And can I just say, like, this is why you don't make these rash over judgments, over reactions to young guys in their career. Sometimes it just takes a little while. And this isn't even a little while. He's been on this team for a little over a year.
It's his 12th start in the NFL. So he hasn't even played a full season yet, but this also felt a little bit like a coming out party. And, you know, I asked Sean McDermott after the game about Cole Bishop, and he said, I could feel him out there. I could feel the difference he was making, the athleticism, the speed, and him popping people out here. He's talking about that hit that he had on Travis Kelce. One of the things that McDermott mentioned with the defense was that there is an attitude change between this team and what we saw in Atlanta a couple weeks ago. And he said it was very noticeable. And I feel like one of those guys is Cole Bishop. Cole Bishop is starting to play mean. He's starting to try and make his presence felt. And that's an easier thing to do when your defensive line is having the success that they're able to have. You know what else I think is part of this? I think Jordan Poyer being out there is part of this too.
I know people don't want to hear it, but I agree with you.
I really do. And I understand that now he's in a rotation with Jordan Hancock, but it's funny. I don't think it is funny. Jordan Poyer comes into the game to replace Cole Bishop against the Falcons. They give up 3 points. I know they did a lot better in that half. Then last week, they give up, 9 points? I know it's Andy Dalton, whatever. In this game, they give up 21 points. Their defense has been more steady with him on the field just because I think he always knows where he needs to be.
The Kansas City Chiefs had less than 300 yards going into the final drive in the whole game. This is a team that, I mean, Matt, we heard it all week, how much they're just going to slice and dice the Bills and go through them. They're not going to have any chance to stop them. The Chiefs had less than 300 yards this entire game. By the way, another guy that brought the attitude, Michael Hoyt, it's a big deal.
It is.
He brought a big I don't know if people know this. He refused to leave the field. He tore his Achilles. He knew it. He knew it. We can see it on the sidelines. He was upset. He did not want to leave the field. He wants to be out there with his teammates, and I think he's still going to be a presence on this team, and I think that's still going to benefit them. Of course, no replicating him not being on the field themselves with them playing, but he wants to be around this team. I wanted to talk about the stopping the Chiefs offense by pointing out a stat. First time ever in Patrick Mahomes' career, he completed less than 50% of his passes. First time ever, and it came on a day when Josh Allen broke the Buffalo Bills franchise record with 88.5% completion percentage on the same game.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And you know what's funny is, like, even in this game, Mahomes had his moments. Like the 4th and 17 throw, you know, that was a defensive blunder. And, that would have been what we talked about if they lost this game. It would have been, why didn't Joey Bosa rush the passer? It looked like he was trying to defend a screen pass. But Mahomes makes a ridiculous play. And a couple of the deep balls that he had, and the one right before the half, what was it, to Hollywood Brown? Like, he kept them in this game because of some spectacular plays, but against a lesser quarterback, which is basically all of them, I think this could have been a damn just dominant outing for this defense, like a damn good day.
Yeah, and the Bills were very good against the run as well. You know, for all the times we talk about how leaky the Bills have been, a total of 79 yards rushing, only 4.0 yards a carry.
They were fine again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
It's the run. The thing I'll say is that
kind of allowed them to do it a little bit.
I think that they were kind of begging them to do it. They didn't have any. I mean, we're talking about Kareem Hunt at this point in his career. So that is why, if you were going against a more legitimate rushing attack, but like you said, I think that they almost wanted them to, because if they were running the ball, that means Patrick Mahomes wasn't throwing the ball, and you got to pick your poison, right? Like, you're much more concerned about Patrick Mahomes than you are against, you know, Kareem Hunt at this point in his NFL career.
State Senator Jennifer Carroll Foy here, asking you to vote for my friend, Ghazala Hashmi, for Lieutenant Governor. She's a lifelong educator who's fought to expand job training. And Ghazala wrote the bill protecting Medicaid from Trump and MAGA extremists. Join me in voting for Ghazala Hashmi for Lieutenant Governor and Democrats up and down the ballot. Paid for by Workers Vote. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any federal candidate or federal candidates committee. Workers Vote is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, let's turn around to the other side of the ball. Dalton Kincaid, a big, big day. I mean, this is what you want to see from Dalton Kincaid. He winds up with 6 catches on 6 targets, by the way. That's a big deal. 101 yards. He has a 26-yard touchdown pass, I believe it was, and then a 47-yard pass right after that. And overall, tight ends in this game for the Bills, 8 catches for 148 yards.
Yeah, and I think that's a really promising sign moving forward, but I also do think that that's an indicator that they need to add somebody in the wide receiver room, just because they're not getting enough production. And it does seem like Joshua Palmer is trending in the right direction, just because, you know, he was able to get out and practice a couple times this week. But I think it was the Bills' second drive when they went for it on 4th and 2 or whatever it was.
They got stopped at midfield.
Liked the decision, didn't like the execution. It feels like on a play like that, you need to have an easy button. Nobody was open.
You know what I didn't like about that? It felt like they hurried it. Like, they didn't take enough time. And I know that they wanted, like, maybe a personnel. Maybe it's because they liked the personnel they had, but it felt to me like it was too rushed.
It was too rushed, but I think that they didn't want Spags to have time to either make an adjustment or figure out what they were trying to do. But that was just another instance where they didn't have anybody get open. Like, Josh actually had a couple seconds. I've seen a couple of people say, like, oh, he needs to run it in that situation. He didn't have a lane. I think they had a spy on him. So he had to try and make a pass, and there was just nobody able to get open. It got better as the game went on. Like, there was one play that they schemed up where Shakir ran a crossing route and was wide open for a 20-yard gain. Then I think a couple plays later, they hit Elijah Moore on that shot down the seam, which was a really nice throw.
By the way,
Better catch from Elijah Moore.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Did you see Josh looked off? He looked at Curtis Samuel, like, looked off the safety to allow Elijah Moore to get open on that play. It's an elite play by Josh, actually, if you go watch. And then later, how about James Cook finally getting another catch? I mean, that was on a huge third down, little rollout by Josh. They threw it to James Cook, finally gets back involved in the passing game. But, man, the wide receiver separation issue is still there, and I agree with you. They still, to me, need to address this by 4 p.m. on Tuesday.
I think that this needs to be a message to the front office of, we are still a really good team. Yes. Put the chips on the table. Like, let's go on a run. Go do something notable. I think that they're going to make a move or two, but you were able to beat the Chiefs with a very depleted defense. Go get a couple more guys. That does not mean the identity of your team needs to change, but I think it could make you even more dynamic if you needed to be that way in the playoffs, because when you're talking about a playoff team, like, the game script can be completely different depending on the type of defense that you're playing or the type of just game you're playing in general. I still feel like this team needs to add a wide receiver, and I think that they definitely need to target somebody on the defensive line, whether that's a defensive tackle or like a rotational edge rusher, I guess, is completely up for how Hoyt changes things a little
bit. I think you need to look for somebody who's more of a penetrating defensive tackle, because Hoyt was kind of playing that role without Oliver out. Now you don't have Oliver. Now you don't have Hoyt, either one of them. And Javon Solomon just isn't the guy that's going to be able to do that for you. Wanted to ask you what you thought when Matt Prater's field goal hit the upright with 22 seconds left. And they got the ball back.
I thought the same thing everybody listening and watching this probably thought of. The Chiefs are going to score on a Hail Mary, and they're going to go for two and win the game, is probably what I thought. I don't think that they should have punted it. I understand the logic behind that, but you know, it's only like a 20-yard difference, which for them could be one singular play. You had a chance to win the game if he makes the kick, and he hits the upright. So, like, it's not like he doesn't have the leg to make that kick or completely whiffed on it. He hit the upright. I mean, he said that they were either going to kick the field goal or they were going to go for it. I think of those two options, they made the better option. I just think the math on Prater's likelihood to make that kick is greater than the math on the conversion rate on a 4th and 5. I wonder if this is the way to open the door to get Tyler Bass back.
Could very well be. Speaking of field goals, I ask people right after the game, I always do this, give me your arrow up, arrow down, suggestions, however you have it. And a lot of arrows down for Sean McDermott calling timeouts. And I'm not here to tell you that, you know, he wasn't a little too loose with some timeouts. Maybe that's the case on a couple defensive plays, but there are reasons why those timeouts happen. And just so everybody knows, they called timeout on the field goal attempt by the Chiefs because I think it was Jordan Hancock. I don't know for sure, but at least one person was lined up offsides. And if that gets called, it's a first down. He had to call timeout there. And that's what a coach does. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to say, well, then that's just not being prepared by the defender or the coaching, whatever. That's fine. But it's absolutely deserves to be calling a timeout there.
Unequivocally, yes. I mean, the only timeout that I'll give him a hard time on was the 4th and 17 play. But the magnitude of the play, if they stop that play, they win the game basically in that moment. They would have been up 15 points with the ball in the fourth quarter. So, you know, they could have maybe they schemed it up exactly how they wanted and just Joey Bosa made a mistake. Because Joey Bosa has such a – have you seen the play?
No.
Oh, my. It's
what play are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I know what happened. Joey Bosa thought it was a screen pass. Oh. So he stopped.
Yeah.
So he stopped, but he could have gotten into Patrick Mahomes. Pitzer says they said they had 12 men in the field. I don't know who said that.
Joe DiBiase said that.
Okay, well, that's – no. Maybe. I'm telling you what I was told after the game by people who know that said at least one person was offsides. And I'm telling you, from being on the sidelines, Sean McDermott had a long conversation with Jordan Hancock during the break. I think it might have been Jordan Hancock.
Yeah.
That's why he called timeout. I don't like the fact that the Bills were not lining up properly again early enough before the Chiefs snapped it. This has been a problem this year at times, especially here in this stadium, because it's so darn loud. It really helps the defense that the offense for the other team is loud. It hurts the defense. The Bills had to use a timeout once because they weren't lined up properly. That is inexcusable. You can't do that. But that's the reason you use those timeouts.
Yeah, I don't really have an issue with that, because when it works, didn't they take a timeout on the play that they got him off the field? Well, they actually, one of the timeouts that they took was after the deep Hollywood Brown catch right here, where they were actually able to stop them, right? Yes. Because they made those couple big plays on defense. Right. And then I think one of them on the Cole Bishop pass breakup that was on fourth down. They declined a legal formation penalty, and I think they took a timeout, but then they got off the field. So it was like, okay, that was a good timeout. Obviously, you got them off the field. Every time the Chiefs do not score a touchdown, it feels like a win.
The Bills, it looks like the Bills took a – oh, yeah, there was a timeout on the field. Okay, I'm looking through it, folks, but I'm getting all the timeouts that were actually called. First timeout by the Bills were called 3rd and 12. Mahomes was right before the fourth down. That was the one that would have been an automatic first down on a field goal. Another timeout called by the Bills after there was a penalty on
the illegal form.
There you go.
And they declined, and then Cole Bishop makes a great play. And then I think on that play, they...
Okay, so is that a bad timeout?
No, it's a great timeout.
It's a great timeout.
It's a perfect timeout. I think that they disguised like they were going to play in man and then quickly switched to zone, and that led to, you know, some of the success that they were able to have.
Okay, All right, so listen, big picture now. Let's take a look at what happened around the NFL today. This is why you play the games, folks. Like I said, I mean, some of the stuff that happened in the NFL today, boy, could Atlanta make an extra point, please? I mean, it cost the Atlanta Falcons a game maybe against the New England Patriots, which was huge.
Well, what's even worse in that game is, did you see how it ended? Were you down on the sideline, or did you watch how it ended?
I didn't see how it ended.
They got the ball back, yes, and they were at the 50 and first and 10, and then they took a sack and a intentional grounding penalty that put them into a fourth and 20.
And they punted.
And then they punted. Well, it almost, I mean, if they would have gotten a stop, then they would have, you know, gotten the ball back. But, I mean, they were driving. Drake London made a great catch, and it was like, okay, they're going to be able to run the clock out if they gain another 15 yards and have a field goal chance to win the game. And they screwed it up. So, but I mean, look at the Panthers. The Panthers beat the Packers in this game, and the Lions lost. And it's like,
and the Steelers beat the Colts.
Yeah, weird stuff in this league happens all the time. But it's funny because if you look at the conference standings, the Bills are still in fifth place, which is, you know, like, not
it's because they're not in their division lead.
Yeah, they're not in their division lead. I think that around the league, you were probably happy with what happened today in the NFL.
I agree with you. Besides Denver,
besides the Patriots game,
Denver and the LA Chargers both win. Uh-huh. So take a look at the AFC West, Matt. Uh-huh. It is a 2-game lead clear right now for the Denver Broncos, uh-huh, over the Kansas City Chiefs. It goes Denver 7-2, Chargers 6-3, Kansas City 5-4. Kansas City has a bye, and then they play the Broncos.
Here's the thing I'll say, though, is I don't know if that's a great thing for the Bills. Because if the Bills are not the one seed, you want nothing to do with playing the Kansas City Chiefs in the wild card round. I do not care if it was here.
Agreed.
Of all of the teams you could possibly play, that would be the team absolutely at the bottom of the list of like, hey, I'd feel comfortable playing against this team. There are so many things that could happen between now and then. Even with their where they are in the AFC West, they are going to win the AFC West. They are a much better team than the Denver Broncos are. I know that they lost to the Chargers. Yeah. Joe Alt gets carted off the field in this game. I don't know what to expect from them. But yeah, like, I still think that the Chiefs are going to get hot. What do they have, 4 losses?
Yeah, they're 5-4.
They'll probably finish 11-6.
Probably, but I mean, they have some challenges themselves. They're 5-4 right now, and they're in a tough division, and they have some games left there. Okay, real quick, because we're not going to talk before then. 4 p.m. Tuesday is the trade deadline. Yeah. It's also voting day. Make sure you exercise your right. Uh-huh. Do you expect more than one? I'll put the number of moves the Bills make at 1.5. You're going over or under?
Over. I think they make 2 moves. I think that they trade for Harrison Phillips because it just makes way too much sense. And I think that they trade for a wide receiver. I don't think it'll be like a game-changing wide receiver, but I think that they could do something like Rashid Shaheed or Jacoby Myers, yeah, adjacent. Yes. Like one of those players. I mean,
it feels like those are the names that are out, yeah, there.
If it were me, I would be, hey, what do we need to give you for Jalen Waddle? Or what do we need to give you
for
Chris?
Could you really see the Dolphins giving the Bills Jalen Waddle or Jalen Phillips?
Why? Why? Like, no.
I just don't think the Dolphins would want to do that with the Bills.
I don't disagree with you, but if it's all about the future.
And then they would, by the way, play them 5 days later.
Yeah, if it's all about the future, it shouldn't matter. If the best offer on the table is from a team in the division, it still, to me, should not matter. Personally. Like, that's just my.
I get it.
But, you know, I understand.
By the way, pass on Shaheed, Hope says, not for me.
Yeah.
Last comment, Sal, Matt, thank you, team, for great content, as always. We appreciate that. We'll be back. Thanks a lot for subscribing 5,000 at Sal Sports. 5,000 live viewers here on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. We'll talk to you again later this week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.